Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Friday Night Cat with Taylor Dane, Thomas Carter, and Imaja Day. Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Ask me later.
Okay.
Do we want to ask later? Are you sure we're going to want to ask later?
No, we're not going to want to ask later. No.
It sounds like don't ask later. We'll just find out next week, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
I want to be on my worst behavior.
See, that's what you see what I'm saying? See? I knew what it was.
I felt like I've never been on my worst behavior all week long. I don't want to be good at this point. I just want to be on my worst behavior. Why not be on my worst behavior with you two? What? I might want to take my words back.
It will be the hangover, the black version. You mess with me.
Oh, goodness. We don't need those type of problems.
You don't want those kind of problems with me. Those kind of problems. Hey, you say you want to do whatever? All right. We can go do whatever. We can go find us a tiger for all I care. You know, I don't know how we're going to make it out
just
with the tiger, but
tiger?
We can find us a tiger.
Yes, a tiger. Did you see all of the hangovers, honey? Like, shit got real.
Yes.
Shit got real. Like, they stole a tiger. Then somebody lost a finger. Like, yeah, face tattoos. Somebody shaved their head.
We're going to get a monkey.
As you all have hung out on my page within the last 2 hours, I brought back Erotic Friday because, you know, I needed it in my life. So I decided, hey. What'd you say?
Nothing.
What you say, Thomas? Repeat yourself. But anyway, so I brought that back. So yeah, I've been a little bit in my feelings and need to tell, you know, exactly what I needed in my life. I had an old, there was a new one that was cut out, and there was two old ones. So yeah, if you could see, you probably realize what the new one was, because Taylor is already ready because she saw it before I posted it. But yeah, so tonight's topic, I'm excited about them because we all have our own individual topics that we're going to talk about. And mm-hmm. Who wants to go first?
I can go first and get mine out of the way.
Yes, that's what I was just getting ready to say, because I want to hear this whole what men want from women thing. I need to know this.
It's supposed to be some type of secret and shit. Like,
I need to know.
I don't know.
All right. Well, see, the thing about it is it's not really secrets, things in which most people don't even take account into. Some things you do, but some things you don't. Like, you don't pay it that much attention because you don't think it's that important.
Hmm.
You know, because like I was having a discussion in one of my groups where, you know, a woman had asked, is it a crime for, you know, women to want a guy to come over and just cuddle with them or just hang out with them without there being sex involved? Like, you know, there's a difference of how, you know, men do things versus women, you know, where women, it's just relax and chill and nothing sexual go on because that's just the vibe that y'all, you know, that's just what was going on at that point in time. Whereas men, you know, some men, they actually, to get them to do things like cuddling and just laying down and just watch a movie and stuff like that, you know, some form of sex would have to be involved simply because that's the way he shows his affection towards you. So, you know, it's just little simple things that most people don't take into account because of the fact that they don't think in the same path. They don't think on the same wavelength.
I'm sorry. I'm raising my hand. I got a question. So You mean to tell me there are females that will call, text, email, Skype, whatever you want, however you get in contact with your whoever, and you say, like, she just came out her mouth and was like, hey, I want you to come over and cuddle with me, but I don't want to do nothing?
Yes, there are actually some women who do that. I mean, like,
I'm one of those women. I do that sometimes.
It's not uncommon, Taylor. It's just one of those things that aren't, you know, you're in the group too. You just didn't happen to see the post, Taylor. But, I mean, it's one of those things. It's just like some women actually do it, you know. Hey, it's one of those things. Some women are different than other women, you know.
I mean, okay, so now I got a follow-up question. So this is like, so this is not like a friend, like you just in a friend zone. Like this somebody that you've been sleeping with, but you just called them this one time because you wanted to cut them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not uncommon, you know, because, like, for some people, they want, you know, just to be around someone or be in someone's presence, i.e. cuddling and spending time and doing everything I need fucking time, which doesn't involve sex, which most people don't fucking understand.
I get that. Like, I mean, you want to be around each other, but I'm confused as to why you felt the need to specifically say, hey, I want you to come over and cuddle with me. Like, not I want you to come and hang out with me, but why would you specifically say cuddle of all things?
Because the person wanted to cuddle. That's the thing. Like, it's not like saying, oh, okay, yeah. Hey, you can say, oh, come over and come chill with me, but some people will take, you know, some men especially will say, oh, I want you to, you know, when a woman says, I want you to come chill with me, it doesn't equate to that man that she just means she solely just wants to be in his presence. You have to be very specific about the things in which you want with men. Men are not mind readers. So, like, you know, that's the one thing that everybody has to know about men. Men are not mind readers. We will. That's going to be something that I get into, too. So, like, one of the first things, you know, that was one of the topics. Another thing is that men will say that they love you with their actions, which is true. You know, there are certain things that men do that, you know, they wouldn't do for any particular woman. You know, like, you're not going to be, who the hell is humming right now? Like, oh,
I got like five questions. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got questions about that.
It really wasn't me to come. I'm actually listening, and she's over there humming and whatnot.
Like, because she's about to get the church choir and everything in there. That's what she's about.
Because I got questions about that one. But I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
Well, I'm done with that. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay, so what you're saying is that men show their love through their actions, right?
And there are certain
things that they do for this one specific person that they don't do for nobody else. So in return, so my question is, so what if they just don't do, like, they just don't do nothing? That they don't love you? Or they treat you the same way they treat everybody else, then what? Or they, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't.
It all depends on what you're equating as nothing, because you have to understand that there are different types of men out there. You know, for instance, the guys who are, you know, very active in their social life, they're always out at the club, they're always hanging out with some female or whatever the case may be. If they're taking the time out to spend with you, solely with you, talking about at home, just chilling, relaxing, whatever, that man likes you to some certain degree.
Okay. And then if he doesn't have an active social life, like, he got, like, two friends, but they don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So he basically, if he's just by himself anyway.
Well, it depends on the things in which he does with you, because just because a guy doesn't have an active social life don't mean that he always want to be around you. Like, you have to understand, like, that's something that guys value. You know, quality time is valued. It is. Even if you don't think that it is, it is.
So what equates quality time then? Because I guess I'm assuming that's like you face-to-face or whatever, like you're talking or whatever it is that you're doing, that qualifies as that is quality time.
No, everybody's different. So what, you know, like, that's the one thing. You can't just say, oh, hey, this general thing is good for all guys. Quality time varies, because quality time for one guy may be going out and hanging out with his girl and doing everything underneath the sun that she wants to do because it makes her happy. Whereas other guys may be like, okay, yeah, well, she's coming over, she's chilling with me, she's chilling with the boys, we sitting back, we watching football, we watching the games, we playing video games. It all depends on that person. There is no specific set guideline. It's just that quality time is quality time. Yeah, it depends on the person in which you're dealing.
Okay.
Can I go to the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, here's another topic which probably somebody's going to have another question about. But, you know, something that they say that, you know, women don't really believe about men is that men take commitment seriously. You know, especially in the realm of, I'm going to tell you in a second. In the realm of dealing with marriage and things of that such, you know, because guys, for instance, like, if we're going to marry somebody, you know, we want to make sure that's the one person we want to marry. We're not going to really want to go back and forth and doing all that extra bullshit, et cetera. So, you know, it's going to take maybe a little while longer or a lot longer for guys to fully commit to you versus it being, you know, oh, well, maybe 3 to 6 months, a guy is really just head over heel in love with you and he's just willing and ready to go down the aisle with you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some guys are like that. Some ain't. That's just what it is. But they do take that commitment seriously once they actually put it in their mind that you're the person that they choose to deal with. Go ahead, ask your question.
I don't have a question because that whole thing has put me into my feelings and I don't have a question.
Okay. Outstanding. We actually got to have a speechless for right now. Okay. Let's see. Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay.
No, actually, I don't, because it's so funny. When you put up the link, this is why I don't have any questions, because I actually read the link. I don't know if I was supposed to read it or not, but I read it. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. And, yeah, I know people who like that. So it makes sense to me, because
that's
the whole cuddling thing. Like, I know men who like to cuddle, and they are cuddle monsters, and so it's fine for me. They are. They like to cuddle, and it's not always about sex or whatnot. And we can lay in the bed, and we can have a conversation, and go to sleep. Or we can sit for hours and talk, and not really talk about sex, because that's what we do.
Okay.
I understand.
All right. Now the next thing, and I put it in, when we had our meeting, I put the link up there for everybody to read, so that way, you know, everybody could be up, you know, up to par on what I'm getting to talk about tonight. So.
Yeah, I read some stuff. I didn't read all of it, but I read some stuff.
Okay. Now another thing is, ladies, listen, we are fucking listening to y'all. I don't care what y'all think, we are listening, y'all. Some of us really just don't like to talk while you're talking because it leads to a fucking argument. It just does. Sometimes the shit leads to an argument. There's just no fucking way around this. Okay? It's just what it is. But just because a guy doesn't respond to you the way in which you want him to don't mean that he's not listening to you. Or if he's just like, okay. All right, well, I hear you. Yeah, we hear you. We're listening. Some of us are taking it in. Some of us really actually might be ignoring you, but we still hear you. But it's just like some shit we already know already. So it's just like, you know, you keep going over the same shit again. So, you know, listen, just some shit I just can't do right now. Okay, whatever. But, you know, that's just something that just comes along with the territory. There's always going to be a fucking dispute about that. We hear you. We listen. We just don't respond the fucking way in which you want. That's all. Any questions?
No.
Taylor has a question.
I don't have a question.
Do you have a comment, Taylor?
I don't have a comment either. That whole thing has got me on my feelings. I don't have a question nor a comment.
We're going to go back to that
this evening to get out your motherfucking feelings. Count your feelings.
No, we're going to go back to this. Because Taylor might need a little bit of counseling after this.
She might need therapy. We're going to be there for the last 30 minutes.
Yes, we're going to bring that out of Taylor. All right. Another thing is, you know, like I said, that quality time, spending time doing certain things together with that man, that is vital in our relationship. That don't mean, oh, every time you want to go shopping, he got to fucking come with you. No, that's not the case. That is not the case. Sometimes that man don't feel like getting up and going to a fucking store to hold your fucking bag, to be walking around with your purse and every other fucking bag that you might want to buy stuff for or from. No guy really wants to fucking do that. And if he does, he's fucking gay. Queen Flynn's him. No, well, not gay, but, you know, some guys, they understand, you know, hey, look, it is what it is. You know, we hold bags because, you know, it's gentlemen like, all right, chivalry. Yeah, that's great. Okay. We get that. But, you know, in every other guy's mind, this is gay. So just letting you know. But when I say doing things with that man, you know, like, hey, if you know that he likes to play basketball, even if you can't fucking play, if you see that if he got a court in his house or he liked to go to the park and go play, yo, that's your point. That's your time frame to get your gear on, you know, throw on your little leggings or your little tights or yoga pants or something, a nice little tank top or something. Go out there and go play. Why? Because it builds that connection. That's a bond that y'all will share. And it works. It really does. Because, again, men do things through their actions. So he might be a straight-up basketball guy, but he would let you win just to prove that he loves you. So in some cases, some men are really fucking competitive, and they just won't let you win. But if he's sitting up there, he's just, like, not destroying you the whole entire time. You know, he's playing around. He's bumping the butt with you, stuff like that. That's a bond. Y'all got to learn how to do that. Take that time and enjoy it. That's it. Plain and simple. It's simple stuff. Another thing. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Men need time to the motherfucking subs. Plain and simple.
You said men need time to themselves?
Yes, men need time to themselves.
I agree. Men need time to themselves, and women need time to themselves. I can't stand to see somebody stuck up under their man 24/7. I know it drives him nuts if it drives me nuts. So I can take it. I
agree with that one. I agree with that. And I think it's a small portion of females that feel like if he up under me and I'm up under him, I know that he ain't with nobody else. So that's why they do it. It's like you don't have to go everywhere
like
he goes.
Right now.
Like you don't
and
have to, you're gonna stop it right now. You're gonna stop it right now and we're not gonna talk about that. So it doesn't, you're gonna stop it. But like I can't be that person. Like I need time to myself. Like I think too much and I can't be bothered all day long with you. Leave me alone. I need 15, 20 minutes, an hour. Like, just go. You go do what you do, and I go do what I do. And then, like, 2 hours later, you could come tell me what you did, and I could tell you what I did. And then we could do some things, and then we can go to sleep. That's just how I feel about it.
During that time frame, guys will do things that guys do. We scratch our balls, we burp, we scratch it, shit, you know, we do shit. Sometimes y'all don't fucking agree with it, oh, fucking well, that's just us. Let us do what we doing. We don't go fucking with y'all, and y'all doing what y'all doing. Smooth is done anyway. I don't really fucking know if anybody even does, but, you know, leave us alone. If we ask for some time ourselves, leave us alone.
There's nothing worse than if you live together and like, okay, your man's at home and then you decided to go out, but you left something. So you come back early and you walk in on him doing his man shit. It's a mess. They do some things. What are you doing? What are you
like
making?
Kevin Hart,
what are you eating?
Like Kevin
Hart
what
is
said.
That?
Like Kevin Hart said, listen, when y'all go, sometimes, you know, that's our point in time frame where we get computed and we look up some shit. We look at some nasty shit sometimes.
I got a story with this. This shit here was bananas. I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? This dude had the, like, I can't even remember all of what was on his plate. I think it was, like, one of everything that was in the refrigerator. I'm like, what are you eating? This plate just looked absolutely disgusting. It had, like, cheese and salad dressing, salad, something else. And so, it was just a mess, butt-ass naked. Just in the house, butt-ass naked. Just in the house with this plate.
Butt-ass naked eating the salad.
No, it wasn't even a salad. It had, like, other shit on it, too. It had, like, crackers. And just, I mean, it had everything in the fridge and everything in the pantry on this one plate. I'm like,
see,
what are
you
doing?
See, now you say I gotta do certain shit when y'all not around, because every time we do some shit, it's like, what the fuck is that? What is that? No, we don't want to hear that shit. We want to eat whatever the fuck we want to eat and just call it that. Okay?
And it was crazy because I just ran back in the house to get something. I was gone for like an hour. And I come back in the house and I walk in the house and this fool was standing in my kitchen with this plate, butt ass naked. Music is loud as ever. Just, what the hell is going on in my house? It wasn't even anything like he was looking at. It wasn't even that he was looking at porn or no shit like that. It was just like, what are you eating?
It was earlier. He was looking at porn earlier. He's like, yeah, I got some time to myself. The butt ass naked for what? For what reason? Just because I'm going to beat my dick because there's ain't nobody home.
I'm going to get Miss Creoleness in on the line while we're still discussing the things that men want and the things that they do when we're not home. Hey, honey.
Wait a minute. How you knew it was me? I got to stop calling y'all.
No, because I know your phone number. Don't answer it.
You know I know your phone number. Yes, yes, yes. How are y'all doing? You know, I have to call in and give my love.
Hello, we are doing good.
Awesome. What's the topic?
Well, Thomas was talking about some things that, you know, men want that, you know, sometimes us women don't know or we take for granted. And one of the things that he was talking about was, you know, they need time to themselves. And I said I fully agree, but I was telling him a story about how when you know, your man's at home and he has time to himself and you're supposed to be going out with the girls, but you come back early and you see some shit you ain't supposed to see?
See, I don't know about that, because if I come home early and I see some shit I don't supposed to see, I'll walk right by your ass and leave you alone and keep you moving. Maybe it's me. You know, it could be me. I know sometimes I could be a different kind of female. But if they already engaged in whatever they engaged in, I'll walk over them. I don't even see them. I don't give them no attention. I let them do them.
I couldn't. I had to say something about this. This mess was hilarious. It was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. It was funny.
But I'm gonna tell you why I don't say anything, because I'm gonna say something. He's gonna get a smart ass attitude. We're gonna get to arguing, and he's gonna say, "Why you gotta be telling me what to do? Why the hell you all up in my plate?" And then it's going to be an argument for no reason, just because I want to be nosy. No, boo, do you, when your ass got gas and you can't sleep, then that's you. Do you? I ain't going to eat it.
Understand, see?
And that's exactly what happened.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to eat it, so why should I care? I ain't got to eat it. I don't care.
Even if it looks like a stomach ache waiting to happen, and you ain't got to eat that.
Right, that is none of your business. Listen, you ain't put it in your motherfucking stomach. Listen.
Now, I'm willing to say this, and I'm being honest. Sometimes we as women, we just don't know just when to just not say nothing. Just ignore. Sometimes just gotta ignore shit that they do. You know, we want to be always on them sometimes. You know, sometimes we on them so much that we sound like mama, like, why are you doing this? Where you going? Well, why you gotta wear that? Why can't you do this? Why we got to talk about that? Why you ain't sitting next to me? Why you got to be like that? Why you got to talk to me like that?
I can't stand a broad like that. Bitch, shut up.
You hush your mouth and don't start that. You hush it right now and don't start that.
What? Wait a minute. Raising my hand. How are you putting baby in the corner? Nobody puts baby in the corner.
But don't you start. Don't you bring up that conversation. Don't you start it.
Don't want to hear. Why you gotta be bringing up the
pants? Nobody puts baby in the corner. Stop it right now. As a matter of fact, have reached the top of the hour. So whose topic is next?
Well, shit, all I get is a half hour. Shit, man. Okay.
I mean, because we gotta get to 11:30, then from because we're gonna take one topic. You know, it's 30 minutes for each topic, and then therapy session starts at 12 o'clock for Taylor. That's, she needs some therapy. So we gotta from 12 to 12:30. We gotta get to one. Okay, so I guess I'll go next. So my topic is mixing business with pleasure. And yeah, you know, you ever have that coworker that you every time you look at them, and this is for the ladies, because Thomas, I hope your hoo-ha doesn't get happy. You know, every time, like if he comes into the office and you're like, damn, if we went in this office building, I would fuck you Tuesday from here to Tuesday. Like, it's just that serious because he's just walking sex. And not only is he walking sex, he has this brain that is brilliant. And you're like,
you're envisioning somebody brain. Right now, aren't you?
No, I work from home. I can't envision nobody. I work from the house.
Oh. So you can't. So you.
Well,
so you
somebody done crossed that line. Somebody done crossed that line.
Yeah, because she had feelings behind that. She had a lot of.
Yeah,
feelings.
You
heard
exactly,
that, right?
Like
you heard
all
that.
Of that.
Said this.
You heard
don't
all
it.
Of it.
Don't do it. Don't even do it. Don't read too far. It's only shallow deep. No.
What's your shallow deep bed? Because shallow is like 3 feet to me, but your shallow sounded like 5-7 feet, you know. sound like if you go just
and
a
it
little
ain't
bit too
water.
Far, you're going to drown.
Right.
Sound like you're going to drown just a bit if you go too far.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. No, I did. I had a coworker like that. My God. That man.
Taylor ended up giving that to him.
No, I
Taylor
didn't. But I know I didn't. No, I didn't. But I tell you one thing. He had one more time. That poor little closet would have got something. He had one more time. But I just got a kiss from him. That was it. I just got a kiss.
Nobody believes you.
Honey. I don't want no goddamn kiss. I want everything.
Mm-mm.
I don't want no kiss. Mm-mm. I want to be able to and still have that business relationship and just have those little moments where we kind of still look at each other and be like, you just wait till I get off work. I'm gonna fuck you, silly. Like,
yeah, you definitely was thinking about somebody like that. I mean, literally, they was all up in your shit.
Because
they know. Listen, you know how you
only
hear
happens
certain things
twice in life.
You know how you hear certain things that people say, and you like, that's not just no story. That really happened. Yeah, You ain't always working.
It happened twice in life. It only happened. It hasn't
twice
happened
in life.
Twice. It's only happened twice in my life.
Twice in life. Interesting.
Yeah. It only happened. It was one, and it lasted for a long period of time. Then there was two, and that lasted for. It lasted for some period of time. So, I mean, hey, they shouldn't be so goddamn sexy. Shit, I ain't got time for it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how you going to get mad at them?
That's one. That's number one. I'm a sucker for that sucker. I mean, and then don't let it be...
Never mind. Do you need a puppy pad? Are you okay? Do you need a puppy pad?
No, but I shouldn't be able to close my eyes and see him. That's the problem. That's, yeah. That's a problem. But, you know, it is what it is. It's definitely something that happens. And some people are like, oh, I don't mix this is a pleasure. But we're both adults. And you have to be careful about who you choose. Like, you're not going to choose the off loud mouth. You're not going to choose.
No.
Because she talks too much. You know, and she know everybody's business and everybody know her. Nope. Mm-mm. No. You might choose that chick that, you know, you see her at work, but one night just so happens you catch her in the club and you don't see that person from work anymore. You see this person who has a life and likes to have fun and dancing and actually is sipping on a little drink and she's having a good time. And you're like, dang, I don't never see that in her. And you kind of approach her at that point. And she's like, well, I've been looking at you, too. So now we have that mutual attraction together. And we're like, hey, we work together. What we going to do? You work on your side of the building. I work on my side of the building. You mind your business. I mind mine. And when we come together, it's about us. So, hey, we can be adults about this.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm going to be totally honest with you. You know how, like, you just had that whole description about, you know, about this person and what they was doing and X, Y, and Z? I don't think about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you look good, you look good. We notice you from the office.
No.
If you look good when you're in your work clothes, you look good. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you see a person in their work clothes. Okay.
Yeah, they
and
have to be out of their
listen,
work clothes because it's a totally different it's a different personality. Like when you're at work,
excuse
you're
me.
Focused on your job.
Excuse me,
you're
ladies,
focused.
Ladies, I'm speaking from a man's perspective. I'm speaking from a man's perspective.
Okay,
man's perspective. Yeah, like all right. If you look good, you look good, regardless of whether or not your work clothes change who. Change your personality or your work persona changes who you are. It does no different of whether or not you look good. Now, I will agree that sometimes your work clothes will provide, you know, less attractiveness depending on how you dress. But for the most part, you ain't worried about that shit. If you look good, you look good. For a lot of the ladies who are more on the thicker side or have certain areas that stick out more than others, trust me, your work clothes have no fucking, they make no difference. Plain and simple.
Okay, Thomas. So she can look good in her McDonald's uniform, but when she go to the club, you know, she if she wear her McDonald's uniform, she's still going to be cute, too. I mean, as you can understand.
Well, yeah. I mean, it ain't like, oh, okay. Like, I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Because if you ever really think about it, like men who, like there are some men who don't necessarily like women who are in lingerie because it changes nothing about the woman per se. It just provides a fantasy. It's a different fantasy that goes along with it. But it changes nothing about that woman if you have a good body, plain and simple. So if your face is pretty, you're going to get attention regardless. Yes, the clothes can make a person, but, you know, you can be ass naked and still pull 30 fucking dudes the same way you can if you got on clothes. If you look good, you look good. There's no difference in it.
Okay. I got you.
The same way that chick that work at McDonald's, she might work at McDonald's and she might be walking home from getting right off of the bus. But she got a big old ass or she got some nice titties.
Mm-mm. See, that's the problem. That's the problem.
No,
y'all could just be walking from behind her and you see she got a fat ass and then she turned around and y'all scared half to death. I need y'all to make up your mind what exactly you want out of life.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That is not the point of whether or not what she looks like. The point is, no matter what you're fucking wearing, if you look good, you look good. That's my point.
Okay, Thomas. All righty.
If you look good, you look good. I just happen to look different between work clothes and my house because I work in the house. And so, therefore, my work clothes is a T-shirt, some sweatpants on a good day, a matching dress if
I
feel like being fancy.
I got a question.
What topic?
Have you ever gone out of your house in your sweatpants and shirt and a scarf, you know, just not feeling, you know, cute at all, and had dudes try to talk to you?
Yes, I have, because I had a smile on my face. Pink.
Okay. So, if you look good, you look good. There's a difference in what the hell you wear. I've seen chicks, I've heard and seen chicks getting picked up, you know, dudes trying to talk to them at laundromats. They could have had on a daggone soccer uniform with a daggone princess dress and still would have got somebody to try and get their number.
No, I'm gonna have to go with Thomas on this one. This is absolutely true because I just did laundry the other day and I was in the laundromat and I did not look appropriate for anybody to be talking to me about anything. But yeah, the guy offered to help me fold my baby clothes. Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, why is that precious of him?
I was like, no, thank you though. No, thank you.
I mean, I'm not going to say it hasn't happened, because it has. But, you know, I could be pumping gas, and I just know I have to run out and get gas and be pumping the gas and be fine. I understand that it happens. But the particular scenario that I share with you is something that actually really did happen for me. So, yeah, that happened. Because at that point, the job that I was doing, all I really wore for work was jeans and a cute top. I didn't really wear dresses or whatnot, because the job wasn't that strenuous. I'm in the office all day. Our dress code was really lax. So we could wear jeans and a top and be fine. But when I decided to go out this particular night, I had on something a little different. It wasn't my typical jeans and cute little top. And this particular person was like, so this is what you look like when you're not just wearing jeans and a T-shirt or a cute little top or something. So sometimes what you do look like does matter, because, yes, you could say, oh, but she has on sweatpants and a T-shirt and she's still cute, but still, you still want to
be presentable. You can throw on something else and then you could still be cute, but you could be sexy also.
Right, and that's what they saw the sex appeal at that point. They didn't never say that what I wore to work wasn't cute, because if you saw my closet, you'd be like, shit, why you always saying you ain't got nothing to work? Wear to work. So it's just different. My work clothes and my going out clothes are totally different pieces of clothing. They're actually separated by closets. Like, I mean, it's different. At this point, you may not see in my jeans that I'm a big booty Judy. You may not see that. But if I put on something else, you'd be like, God almighty, what in the world? I didn't even know you had all that ass. Like, really? So that's all I'm just saying. But I feel like sometimes you can mix it and be grown up about it and have a lot of fun. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Say something I do not like. I'm just joking. I mean, it is what it is.
All I'm saying is, don't doubt what men actually see.
This is why you wanted to go first, wasn't it, Thomas? Is this why you wanted to go first today?
Why?
Because you wanted to get what men are secretly after and looking for, and then when we start talking about our topics, you want to say, well, you know, well, men really do want this. Is that why you wanted to go first? I mean, you can be honest with me. It's okay.
No, I went first because my topic just so happened to be pretty damn long that got cut short by a half hour time frame that I wasn't even fucking aware of.
So you was really thinking that you was about to talk about that for a goddamn hour. I know you didn't think that shit.
I didn't say I was going to talk about that for an hour. I already had skipped over a couple of fucking things. See, if you sit up there and you let me do what the fuck I'm doing, you might have found out some interesting things.
What? This is my goddamn show. What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
So what is your motherfucking show?
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Hello.
Can't take it. I'm not listening to that. But anyway, like I was saying, I feel like sometimes, you know, that whole mixed business with pleasure type thing, it can happen. It sure can. And sometimes, you know, to be the right person. Thomas hung up. I was going to take him off in 10 seconds. He's such a crybaby. But anyway. Whatever. Huh. What men really want, they want to cry in the dark.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess he won't be, he didn't call back in, so I guess he won't be joining us for the rest of the night. That is fine with me. Huh. I didn't need that much testosterone in my life. Anyway. And I think sometimes if you're with someone in a business related relationship, I think sometimes it just happens. It's not just something that you think about or whatnot. It kind of just happens. I've seen that happen where you work really closely with someone and you all get to know each other, not just definitely on, just not on the business level, but then also on a personal level, because you're spending so much time with each other, and sometimes it just happens.
Yeah,
and then you kind of step back and be like, you know, step back and say, "Hey, what just happened here?" And you know, wonderful things can blossom from it. You never know. I have coworkers who are married, and they met at the job. So yeah, it happens.
I definitely agree. I think, you know, you work around someone for so long and you see them and then it, what starts off as business is just a casual, hey, what's up, can turn into, you know, hey, what's up, when you, you know, what are you doing this weekend, you got any plans? Like, it happens, because it definitely happened to me, though. Whew, okay. Yeah, It happens. And I've seen him. I've seen him, like, off and on. Like, I've seen him, too. Oh. Anyway, yes, it happens.
Yeah. Ms. Crayon, what you think?
You're absolutely correct. I had to put myself on mute. I was washing dishes and had a mouthful of banana pudding. But, you know, I have to throw that in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how I like to get down. You know, throw that in there right quick. You absolutely right. You know, sometimes you just have this person at work that you just automatically just click with, and things just happen. But then you have times where you just have that one person that you just want to fuck the shit out of him and don't talk to him after that. But it all depends on the person. You know what I mean? It just depends on the person. Me personally, I've had that encounter because I used to be the personnel supervisor on a military base. So there used to be this guy who used to come into my office all the time. I used to help him or whatever. So I had to tell him one day, I said, you know what, you're gonna need to let me take that this one day. I swear I won't leave no mark.
You told him what?
Then I'm going to need
Girl, you know she told him that.
All right.
Yeah.
I said, you need to let me taste that one good time. I swear I won't leave no mark. I swear I won't. Your girl won't even know I touched you. I swear she won't even know. Yeah. Too bad I dated the same guy for like 2 years, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he made a point, you know, I would see him every day. You know, we would do lunch every day, you know. You know, and then I kind of had to break it off because we were becoming so spontaneous with it. You know what I'm saying? We'd be at work. Now, I'm a civilian. He's in the military.
I will literally be at work on the base and find somewhere on the base and just be fucking. Just, it don't matter.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was like 15, like 10, between 10 and 13 years younger than me.
Oh, so you were, oh, so he was. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you figure I was maybe, we're going to say I was maybe 38 at the time, and he was like 26.
Oh, just, ooh.
Yeah.
Just ready to go. Just, oh, man. Just,
yeah. Mm. Having us a good piece of meat, too. But anyway, yeah, you know, they can, I might have to send him a text message while I just brought him up. Yeah, you know, yeah, because when it's good to you, they stay in contact.
Listen, even after life has happened and things have changed, they still stay in contact.
They still stay in contact.
You can't get one. I can't get one out of my inbox to save my life. I don't know why he in my inbox. Get out of my inbox. I can't do this with you.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, but I agree. But I've only done that one time. Never really had the urge to do it again because, like I said, I had my own office. So I will work late sometimes and I will just fuck in my office. You know. Just do wild shit. You know, shit you see on TV. You know, get your pussy eating on your desk. You know, shit like that.
That's what, you know what? That's what I want. That's what I want. Like that big-ass executive desk.
Yeah.
Just knock all that shit off the desk.
All that shit off it. And then be still trying to put it back while you're still butt-naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Good times, ladies. Good times.
Y'all are messed. You're not going to get me in trouble.
Me?
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Did she say that we not going to get her in trouble? Hello, have you seen your Facebook? Are you talking, really? Really?
Really?
Oh, Miss Amaj. Yeah, Miss Amaj decided that she was bringing back Erotic Fridays.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I said, oh, really? That's how you feeling, Miss Thing? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So listen.
Just out the blue. Didn't send a smoke signal, a text message, or not or nothing. Just out. I'm just scrolling through my timeline.
I did send a warning. I did. Don't say I didn't.
I didn't see that.
The first warning was,
I didn't get
do
that
y'all
message.
Remember when I used to do Erotic Fridays here on my page? And somebody was like, yes, let's do it. Convincing I need it. So therefore, I said at 8:30, this is what's going to happen.
I scrolled through. I didn't see that. All I saw was something pillow confession and I want you to fuck me, and I said, oh, okay.
I was deeply moved. I was deeply moved because I don't say those things. I don't act like that, and I don't read those type of things. Like, I was really, really deeply moved by your actions, Miss Thing.
Wait a minute. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. Yes, she said that.
You started this last night. Wait a minute. You started this last night. And you posted your new piece on my page. So don't act like that.
That wasn't me.
Because not only did you start some trouble on my Facebook, I said, well, shoot, my Instagram is going to probably blow the hell up tonight because I am having Instagram after dark. Doggone it, if I didn't get a phone call that says, you know, listen, this is how you feel. Your Instagram is acting up. What are you talking about my Instagram is acting up? What are you doing? Instagram after dark. So you really just gonna tell people how you like to suck dick? They don't know.
Well, they don't know if I'm saying this true. They don't know.
But like, out of all of my followers on my Instagram, maybe only 3 guys really know me in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, other than my best friend, he don't count because he don't know this about me in real life. But like. Man, if you may know that about that in real life.
Well, look, this is what I'm going to need y'all to know about that in real life. Y'all need to stop following Miss Creonis because Miss Creonis is a bad influence. So I don't hang around her past 6 p.m.
No.
at all.
He was a hot ass. Uh-huh. Whatever. You know you hang around that girl.
Once he folded that thing.
So I brought it back. And so I wrote something new last night. So I shared that new piece on my Facebook today. And then I threw some old stuff in there that people may or may not have read before. So, yeah. And tonight I'm not going to do Instagram after dark because I have to pack and be on the road early in the morning. So, yeah.
That's what she said. She said, where you going, house?
I'm going to the beach. The thing is this, I had a whole schedule planned out this weekend, and my family decides that they want to go to the beach this weekend, and they were like, listen, you're going to the beach this weekend, so whatever you got to do, cancel it, and if you're not the host of it, then you say screw it and, you know, come down to the beach. So in the morning about 6 a.m., I'm going to hop in my little ride, and I'm heading to the beach to spend time with my family for the weekend.
Okay.
But... So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, and, yeah, so my Instagram got me in trouble last night. Good trouble.
You know, I'm about to tell you, always blaming stuff on me and my little alter ego, because.
You started it. I mean, I was minding my own business.
But I'm
going
to say what happened.
I put it on my page while I was working. Like,
I said what I was doing. You know,
oh, wait a minute. And then I didn't help what I was trying to figure out when I was writing. Oh, boy. I didn't know.
Bye, baby. You said it.
And see, and so I can't ask. I don't know if Shamor is listening to the show or not, but Shamor, I can't ask Thomas as he gives tutoring because Thomas hung up, and Thomas is upset with this because I put him on mute. Such a girl.
Wait a minute. He's not upset with us. He upset with you. I didn't do anything.
I don't give up.
Yeah.
Look,
that's your shit.
Look in my eyes. Look
at me. About to hear me in fucking time out because of your bullshit. Mm-mm.
Look in my eyes.
I'm
looking. You looking?
Okay.
I don't know my sunglasses. You looking in my eyes?
Hey, stop poking me with your eyes.
I don't care.
Yeah, I see you.
I don't care. Ask me if I give a damn. I don't.
But
who cares if I get mad at me? Shit.
When I sent it, I had just recorded it. Maybe like a good 10 minutes before I posted on people's walls. So I had people in my inbox talking about, Drina, yeah? Who is that? That's me. Are you sure? Yeah. What were you doing? I ain't telling. I was minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
I was bored. I was bored, so I figured I wanted to share how my boredom makes me act with a little poetry and a little music behind it. You know, girl, I'm playing with Audacity, and I think I'm the shit.
So meanwhile, you bored, so you getting everybody in trouble because you bored.
Girl, you know what? There you go. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, thank
you
for
you
the
were
trouble
bored,
that
so
got
you,
into me last night.
So you didn't want everybody else to be bored. You wanted them to get in trouble. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Yeah,
I'm so mad at all.
I didn't have anybody to get in trouble with but myself and my stuffed dog. And he was acting funny, so.
Yeah, what?
Look, motherfucker. Yes, I'm going to say this shit on the air. I sleep with a long-ass stuffed dog because I don't like to sleep by myself. So in order for me to go to sleep at night, I have to hug him like he is a grown-ass man. I throw my leg over his ass, and that's how I go to sleep at night. Yes, motherfucker, I said it.
Okay. You know what? Here's the thing, though. When she said her stuffed dog, I thought that was some sort of toy. I didn't know that it was really a stuffed dog.
It really is a stuffed dog, girl. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, listen.
Because
she got a stuffed
you know,
dog,
like I
honey.
Said.
I got a body pillow. It makes me not cheat on nobody.
And I'm saying why, because, you know, y'all know that me and Flanada, we real, real tight. So I'll call him, and I'll be like, I'm lonely. He's like, what the fuck you want me to do? How about you go online and find me a sub dog? How about that? He was like, well, Drina, bitch, you're not going to find. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking wife. Fuck you, your kids. Fuck all you bitches. Click.
Oh, good.
He'll call me back, you know.
he'll call me back and say, Drina, you know, your package should be there within 3 to 5 days. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for caring. Thanks for caring.
You know what? I am not messing with you and that damn stuffed dog. I'm not doing
yes, girl. Yes.
So,
and his name is
Taylor
Russell. Topic.
So, Taylor, share with us what your topic is.
Well, my topic is, so you've been dating this guy for a while or this girl for a while, and now they want to meet your friends and your family. But do you let them meet your friends and your family?
How long we been dating?
Some months now, maybe about 6 or 7.
Oh,
so
shit.
it's not like, you know, 2 weeks, like a month or something like that. Like,
okay.
You know, things are going good. Do you let them, you know, meet your family and your friends and stuff, or do you just keep them to yourself?
I'm kind of shaky on that. Yes.
Or you want me to go?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I would introduce them to my family. I would do that because I've already dated in the past for 6 months. That's just me, because they usually only last 90 days. But my friends, I'm very, very particular about my friends, because I really don't want you to know who my friends is. I don't. And the reason being is because I don't ever want you to feel like that you're so comfortable with my friends until you got to be questioning my friends about me. That's what I got to say.
Okay. Well, for me, I'm known to many people. I am actually really private. My Facebook page is off the chain, and my Instagram is really off the chain. But certain things to me are very private.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to my friends meeting my boo thing, I'm going to be real honest. Out of all of my friends, only one person has set eyes on the man in the suit. No, two. Two people have set eyes on the man in the suit.
Okay.
The first person who actually set eyes on him was my virtual friend named Taylor.
You got to watch out. You should be watching
who
shit.
Who set eyes on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then my best friend, Renata, who went to a function that the man in the suit was having with me. So, but out of all my friends, now they've seen pictures of him. They know he exists.
Right.
And they know that, you know, we spend this amount of time together. But no one really has set eyes on him except for those two people. Because one of my friends, I really don't want her to say eyes on him. I'm being fucking honest with you. I don't want her to, because the bitch is negative. I ain't got time for that shit. I can deal with you
mm-hmm.
on my own time. I don't need you spewing no stupid shit to him. So, therefore, I don't want to have to
mm-hmm.
pop you in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I will pop you in your mouth, and I don't care. Because she's just that person. Because she, you know how we can go through things. And let's say if I come to you, Taylor, and I'm like, I'm mad. I'm this, and he gets on my nerves, and this, that, and the third, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I come to you and say, well, you know what? We talked about it. I'm not as mad as I was. We're good. We're fine. Now, as long as I'm fine, you should be fine too, right?
Yeah. If you mad, I'm
mm-hmm.
mad. But
she's
if you cool, then I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's still going to be mad. That particular person is still going to be mad, so she's not going to like him because I just so happened to share something that I was mad at him about. But all the good things that he's done, she's not going to care about it because of that one thing that I was mad over and not mad over anymore. So that particular friend does not really get introduced to anybody. She also does not hear too much about him, whether good or bad. Yeah, she doesn't hear much. She has to actually ask me about him to say for me to say anything,
And I, then I don't even really say anything. I'm just like, oh, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like that. And so when it comes down to my family, my mom is so freaking funny. Y'all, that woman is hilarious. It's nothing wrong with her. I think that's where I get it from. But a couple of weeks ago, it was so funny. She was saying, hey, where's such and such? I was like, you know, I haven't seen her lately. You know, she got a new boyfriend. And she was like, that's how y'all do. I said, who is y'all? She said, you get a new boyfriend and you stop talking to your friends. I said, I don't do that. She was like, I know why you don't do that. I said, well, why do you say that, Mama? She said, because, first of all, I noticed a long time ago that your little boyfriends don't never live here in the city. I said, okay.
Check,
I said,
checkmate.
I don't really date men who live in my city. Can't do it. You're too close. Mm-mm. You don't want too much of my time. I ain't got time for that. So,
mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't. So she'll say, you know, you can invite him to come up and spend some time. You don't always have to go down there. And she says, I only really remember meeting one guy out of all the guys that you've dated. I've only met one. No, she's met two. She met my daughter's father. And another guy dated after him. But I really don't bring guys around. It's until I feel like you're here with a purpose and that you're here for a duration.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you're not here for a purpose, you're going to know that I have a daughter, but you're not going to set eyes on her. Only two men that I've dated have set eyes on my daughter. The rest of them, they know I have a daughter. They see pictures of her. They hear me talk to her. But other than that, they don't hear anything else about it. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is. And so, yeah. I'm really private in that manner, and I like it that way, you know. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of the men, they understand, like, I'm not going to take you around my family with you being willy-nilly. I'm not going to do that. If you're here to stay and you're going to be my husband at some point, then, yes, let's go on, let's do this family thing. But you're not going to be willy-nilly in my life, and you're going around with Sally and think you still gonna talk to me. No, fuck you and the train that you rode in on, and I ain't got time for that shit. So therefore,
okay.
I just don't introduce them. I don't need my mama asking me, well, where's such and such? Mama, I don't know. You know, and my mom and my dad are very good. They're good people. And they're going to, if I love you, they're going to love you. Just like when my brother decided that he was going to be in a relationship and he was going to get married, my sister-in-law is awesome, and she fits right in. I need somebody who will fit into this deranged little group of people that we are, because we like to laugh, and if you don't know how to laugh, then you need to go sit down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's just me.
But my, you know, when it does come down to the time to meet my friends, be prepared, because my friends, say anything that comes up and out, you got to be it for my friends.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. I had to, you know what, to be honest, I always felt like if you dating me, you know, you could be around my friends, like my friends could come around and we all can hang out, but that was Taylor 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. Taylor now? No, bitch. No. Mm-mm. No. No. You want to do what? No. Mm-mm. And I'm going to tell you why. My kid's father, I had a friend that I worked with. We were thick as thieves. We did everything together, hanging out. We used to go to the club, everything like that. Somehow or another, it got to be, like, me and her were friends. Like, me and her were friends, and then she had a dude, and then, you know, at the time, my boyfriend, we all would hang out. So we all, you know, it was like a little circle. We used to go out and shit. It was cool. Somehow or another, that shit turned into them two being friends.
Mm.
Yes. And it was like every other word, like any time that me and him would get into it, he would bring her up. So I don't understand.
Wow.
I don't understand why you saying such and such, such and such. She wouldn't say that. Oh, really now?
Oh.
Oh, okay then. So now we're having an argument or whatever. So I just, you know, I'm not talking to you. She calls me and she's like, well, what seems to be the problem? The fuck are you talking about? Well, I just got off the phone with him and he said, oh, what?
Really?
Oh,
okay.
You two motherfuckers are having conversation. Wait a minute. It gets better. It gets better. Hold on. I'm not even done yet. You're sitting down. You got your pearls. Hold on. So now you two.
I only got my pearls on today, and I don't feel like clutching them. I don't feel like it.
Okay. we'll clutch something because this.
I want to know.
So now these two were talking on the phone, and now it went from being on the phone to now they're friends on Facebook. They're all on each other's posts. I mean, she's talking real reckless, like all this type of sexual stuff. He the first one to comment. Oh, really now? That's how we feel. So now they texting back and forth also. Like, she's stranded someplace. She texting him 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, can you pick me up from wherever I'm at? Yeah, but you got a man. Listen, but you got a man. You got a man. And now you texting mine because we have a car and yours don't. So now you texting him from wherever you're at to come pick you up and everything else like this. Meanwhile, I don't know about the text messages. I know about the phone calls. I see the Facebook. But now I'm pregnant. And now you're like, y'all just thick as thieves. Like, she telling you that, you know, she's tired of being in the house. You telling her you tired of being in the house. Oh, okay, you really now. And you're telling her about how you feel trapped in a relationship. You don't know how you going to deal with this baby. You just running it down with her. Me, every time I say something to you, I get an attitude. All right, so how about this? How about both of y'all go fuck each other and then you leave me alone?
Oh.
I cut that shit off real quick. I don't got shit to say to you, bitch. I don't got shit to say to you.
Exactly.
How about that?
Exactly.
And it took us a while.
Like, you have to be aware of the people that are around you. Like, not everybody is your friend. I've realized that.
Yeah, that's why
I said Taylor
6 years ago dealt with that, but Taylor now? No, bitch, no. And it was like, it was weird because it's like, and everybody looking at me like, why are you upset? I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Because you're accusing, and here's the kicker, though. The same thing that she's accusing somebody else of doing that with her boyfriend, but you're doing the same thing to mine. So now everything that we go through is now you know already about it. I didn't even have to say nothing about it. So now you coming to me like, I don't understand why you treating him like that. I don't understand why you doing this. Why are you so upset with him all the time? As if so I'm the issue. No, bitch, you're the issue, and he's the issue, because not only is it's both of you, because both of you are entertaining this shit, but you wouldn't dare, but you wouldn't, with the next bitch, you trying to get, you doing the same thing to her that you're doing. You accusing her of doing what you're doing. You done came to this chick job and started a fight with her because you think she wants your man. And she ain't even said nothing to him. But you calling mine up all hours of the fucking day and night. Y'all sitting here, you complaining about how you sick of him. He complaining to you about how he's sick of me. And I'm sitting in the house pregnant. He wasn't that sick of me. That's why I said Taylor 6 years ago was like, oh, it's cool, Taylor, now. No, bitch, I'll cut you and him. Trust me.
Trust and believe me, I will cut you and him. I already did this week. Don't play with me. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I don't need a phone call to say come get
no,
you.
No, it's all I did. That was, that, what was that? This is Friday. That was like Wednesday, like Tuesday or Wednesday. That was earlier this week. Yeah.
What was I doing Tuesday or Wednesday?
It was only six stitches, and it wasn't even that deep. It was like butterfly stitches. It wasn't even that bad. It wasn't even a cut per se. It wasn't even a cut per se. It was like a small incision. That's what it was, a small incision.
You're so stupid.
Shut up.
I no longer talk to you.
That's what it was. That's what
you're crazy. And Thomas says that he was having issues with his connection. That's why he hung up.
Oh, yeah, it did start to sound a little bad. Ooh, we'll call back, sir.
Here's an example about his introduction. Because, you know, my best friend has no business at all. Something's wrong with him. So, as I said earlier, because this kind of falls in line of the introduction of people. So I told you all that I'm going to the beach on tomorrow. That I'm leaving in the morning. What just so happened, my favorite troublemaker is also at the beach this weekend with his son. My daughter is already down there. She left with my parents this morning. So he's like, so y'all are just going to secretly introduce the families to each other at that point. That's furthest thing from my mind, okay? It's not going to happen because we're not all staying in the same place. I even had told him I may not go down to the beach because I have things that I have to do. So my best friend thinks that me and my current troublemaker are going to secretly meet to introduce our families to each other.
No, like, I don't think that's going to happen. I think y'all going to meet and do some strange things on the beach, but I don't think y'all going to introduce y'all families. And before you say no, I just want to let you know that you should take pictures or send me a video.
First of all, it's not going to happen. It's not.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever you say. I got you.
It is what I say.
I know.
I need you all to realize that things like... No, me and him have been on this journey together for 2 years at this point. And you don't set eyes on people's families.
I didn't say nothing about your family. I said you two are going to sneak off and do something strange on the beach. I didn't say nothing about your family.
He's down there with his son. I'm going to have my daughter. Who's going to sneak off and do what?
Like I said, y'all are going to sneak off, and the little kids going to be nice and sweet, and they going to be drooling and everything. Y'all going to be on the beach doing some strange things, and all I'm saying is I want pictures and video. That's all I'm saying.
I know how people are like, oh, I want to have sex on the beach. I have this thing about sand being in my butt. Sand has sand on my butt. I can't stand it.
Well, I didn't say that you, however you arrange it, I'm just saying, like, just make sure
you can take pictures and have a deal.
However y'all work it out, like, I don't know.
We already do strange things together, okay?
Well, I don't know that per se because I don't have any pictures or video. Or
exactly. It's not true. It's not true unless you have a video.
You
don't
see that.
You've seen enough.
I've never seen enough. I don't know what you're referring to. I always like to see. I'm curious about things, and I like to see things. It's never enough.
My friend, you've seen enough. You've seen enough of me. You shut your mouth. So, I don't know. Like I said, we do strange things all the time together. It's all flashbacks. And this is kind of, we're just kind of moving into, we're not even going to have a therapy session because, Taylor, I've already given you a therapy, your diagnosis.
I don't need a therapy session. I just had some questions about some of the stuff he was talking about. I don't need a therapy session. I asked my questions.
Because I thought our therapy session was pretty good yesterday, and I had already given you your diagnosis and your prescription, and you should be good.
Wait a minute, hold up. We got therapy sessions? Nobody calling me? Because the VA, I ain't got no appointment for the VA until November.
I can't stand you.
That's some bullshit. That's some fucking bullshit, man. Fucking
no.
I'm feeling some kind of motherfucking way.
Okay.
Well, you know I need help.
On the phone.
You know I need help. You know I need help.
You know what? Fine. You know what? I'll continue
I
on and have this shit on my day. I'll continue handling myself. You know what I'm saying? I'll continue on handling myself, but when some shit gets bad and I'm on motherfucking CNN, remember, you did it. I'm tired of fucking bullshit. Some bullshit, man.
I can't fucking stand you. You make me sick. Anyway. So, listen.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
CNN, no.
ESPN.
What you say?
You know, anytime you hear me say, so, listen, you know some of these things stupid coming out of my mouth.
Oh, goodness.
I was going through my phone the other day because I was cleaning out my phone. You probably even saw me post some concert pictures on my Facebook. So I was cleaning out my phone so I can make some room for some space because when I get ready to go to Jamaica or whatever. So, that is my phone.
Oh, yes, Jesus, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, listen, the other day, and it's so funny, like, I can put, like, without even seeing their face, I was like, oh, that belongs to him, and that belongs to him, and damn it, that belongs to him.
You know what? Fuck both of y'all, because I don't got no damn pictures in my phone. Fuck both of y'all, and I don't want to talk about this. Let's move along.
That's some bullshit, so now you fucking hate because we got dick pics.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever happens to friends or fucking friends to the end.
Shit, I'm not going to send you one I'm fucking right now, but I will send you one that I don't want no more.
How about that?
Some bullshit.
I got you. Fuck. I got you. When we get off the show, I will. I got you. I got you.
Too bad all mine is just one person that I try to fuck as much as I can possibly get on Southwest, so I can't show you.
Okay. So, I mean, they're old pictures. Like, these are years of pictures. Like, it was years
Ooh,
of pictures.
What
like,
the
I
fuck?
Promise
you got
you.
Years
like,
of dick pictures? What am I doing
damn,
wrong?
You got a SIM card for this shit. You got a USB.
Don't touch me because I like dick. I mean, it's okay.
But one particular one, which is the one that I cherish the most, I was just looking at it like, damn, that is such a beautiful piece of work. I just wanted to share that, you know, I had that thought. Like, God, because you ever seen one that's just, like, beautiful?
Yes.
Like, God, really? Like, nothing's wrong with it. It's perfection. That's what you see. Mm. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that I still get to have the pleasure of that. And that's my current troublemaker that I was thinking of, that picture that I came across, because it was actually a picture from, like, a few months ago that he had sent. And I was like, wow, that's still on my phone. But I was going through my little Sims card, and I was deleting some stuff off of it, and I did. I saw some old ones, and I was like, And then I remember, do y'all have Glide? Do y'all have Glide?
No.
The app on your phone?
No.
Don't get that shit.
No.
It's stupid. I have it, but I barely use it. So the other night, I was on my Glide, and one of my older friends, who I haven't seen in years, sends me a message on Glide. He's like, hey, how are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm good. He sends me a video, because Glide is a text/video messenger. So you can send a video versus a text message, and they get it right away. And so he sends me a video, and it took me a second to realize what he was doing. And I was like, over the years I have upgraded. That's what my mind said, but I didn't type it back, and I didn't send any messages back. I just kind of just got off slide and was like, in my head I said, Taylor is going to call this a sick puppy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man, you got a glide video of a sad puppy. Who?
Yeah.
You know what? This is somebody, okay, we need to get somebody in office. These people out here with these sad puppies, they can't be doing that.
In office.
It needs to be a law that you can't be sending out these sad puppy pics. Like, that is against the law. That is a crime.
It is
a crime. That's a crime. You get 3 to 6 months in jail, and then the fine is $1,500, and you got to do 600 hours of community service for sending out the sad puppy. It is that severe.
I agree.
Wow.
Now, we need to get that written and get that in some place. We need to work on that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
because
you can't be sending out no sad puppies. What is it?
And for people to realize, they need to realize that once you get one thing and then you upgrade to something better, because I'm not gonna downgrade. I'm not gonna do that. I don't downgrade on nothing. So therefore, if I have something and it's time for upgrade, I will upgrade it, and the upgrade will be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I upgraded from you
because,
you know, that man makes my stuff do some stuff that I didn't think it could do before. That's the reason why I didn't put the puppy pads at this point.
Yeah, that's how she found out about the puppy pads, calling me, telling me about some damn what happened. Sounding like somebody trying to kill her, confused and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That conversation was a mess.
Things we do. Things people do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, where did that picture go? I'm looking for a picture that was on my Instagram on somebody else's page, but now it's not there anymore. Or maybe I'm overlooking it. I don't know. Oh, there it is. Huh, I got a picture to send you. I'm going to screenshot it and send it to you later, Taylor, and you tell me if it's a sad puppy or not. But, yeah, why would I do that? Why would I go back to something that doesn't make me do that?
Exactly.
Then I'm going to send it to y'all now. I just want y'all to see it. Because while we're on the air, I want to be able to discuss this here picture.
Mm-hmm.
So look at your inboxes on your Facebook, because that's what I'm going to send it to. Yeah, I can't do it. I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm a Southern girl. I like, when I tell you I like big trucks, I like big everything. Yeah. But I don't know. And like I said, it was years ago when I was messing with him, so I didn't understand why he felt the need that he needed to send me that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like really? Like, did you look at this before you pressed send?
And see, the thing about that particular, why is it not? I'm selective. Okay, it's sending. But Glide doesn't allow you to kind of preview it. You showed your video, it's whatever. And I was like, really? And he was like, so what did you think? I was like, oh, okay. I'm working.
Exactly.
That excites me about that. I'm working. But I definitely want you all to check your inbox, like, right now. So we can discuss this.
What? Okay.
See.
Yeah, she sent that to us. Mhm. That's what she did.
See, now, here's the thing.
Somebody sent it to my attention earlier today. Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's a sad puppy because it's
not a bad puppy. That's not bad.
It's a sad puppy because it's not sitting up. It's not a bad one. It's a nice picture, but I'm still trying to figure out why this looks like it's from the 60s. Is this like a really, really old picture? And why is this woman sitting like that?
No, it's not from the 60s. It's actually that the picture was, created the picture like that to make it look like that, but it's not from the 60s. That man is not hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that. He is not hard at all.
Mm-hmm. He is not hard. If that's what not hard looks like, the fuck does hard look like? Would you
be
willing?
He must be. Yeah, he must be related to a damn horse or a damn whale. But a whale.
Could he be related to both?
It could be. Because she's holding on for dear life.
She's like, no. I'm not going to let go. And if anybody who is listening who wants to see that picture, please just simply inbox me on my Facebook and I will get that picture into your inbox because, yes, that picture is real life. Real life.
Bless the genes that got
it. But my question to you all, ladies, is this. Would you try it out?
What? Are you serious? What? What?
Serious question.
You just disrespect me? Hell yeah. I don't give a damn if I have to be admitted to the hospital the next day.
God, listen, so I'm like.
Shit.
This is how like the whole office that's doing the thing. Like, really? I was
soaked in Epsom salt for 3 goddamn weeks. But I get.
I'd be like, please, and you, true what?
Thank you. He'd be like, please get up off me. Please get up off me.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, my mouth is not that big. So, therefore, may not get that pleasure. But
yeah, I ain't going to run away. I'm not going to run from no challenge.
Some other strange things.
No, I'm not going to run from no challenge now.
No, I'm definitely not running from a challenge. I would accept my challenge. Now, I'm not going to quit. Let me say this. Uh-uh. I'm not a quitter. I will accept my challenge. But if thy challenge starts to hurt and cause issues on my insides, then we might have to stop. Let me regroup and let's try this again.
Right. I agree. That might not be your position for that one. That ain't the right position for this
one. You may need we may need to try this a different way.
Yeah.
Instead of you being the point that you are, so I can try to maneuver and make sure the sucker is right for me. And I think that is what messes some women up when they start saying that they have sexual accidents. You know, the closest thing to a sexual accident I've ever had is that I got a rug burn on my back and I broke a toenail somehow. I don't know how I broke the toenail, but it hurt like shit, and I didn't know it was broken until after the fact. So.
No, I definitely agree. I'm going to try. We're going to strategize first. We're going to figure out which way is a good way. You know, I don't know about if I can put all that in my mouth, but damn it, I'm going to figure out a way to make it work. We're going to make it work. And damn it, I got health insurance, so it's okay. I can go to the emergency room. Fine. We'll figure it out. We'll work it out.
I agree. I'm a vet, so I can go at any goddamn VA hospital, any damn state, and prop my pussy and scoop it in the table. Please help. I ain't got no problem with it. I'm cool. See how y'all be acting? I'm like the
what?
Right person one on this phone.
Girl, boo and bye. You know what? While you're on the phone, ma'am, do you want to share that piece that you shared on my timeline?
Would you like to share? Please, if you could, please share with everyone.
Okay, I'm going to say the reason why, guys. I'm going to say there's a purpose behind the piece. You know, of course, as poets and authors, you always have this one person that makes you just fantasize. That if you can possibly have the chance, you would just walk up to them and tell them all these things and bring them on stage and do these things. That is that piece.
Okay.
So I decided to do it a little bit differently because I was really into that, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, can't go to sleep, leg shaking type of moment. So I wrote this piece. Okay.
Yeah.
So here it is. It's called Backstage Pass. I guess you get to hear without the music, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need no music.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't think I can play the poem music behind me right now. Okay. It says, scene one. I try to rehearse for this wordplay. Think about giving you something for a 101 presentation. Movement of my hands keeps me sensual as I slide into something sultry and silky. Wrap my dreads. Rocking the lace panties and stilettos in his favorite. Click, click, click. Curtains open. I step in and gracefully go up and down the stand. Close my eyes and imagine the microphone is your dick. Yes, that vocal dick that I love to kiss and speak to it. Dangerously wild, this piece managed to control this beast with the thought of your charisma. Smiling through psychedelic movements as my veins roll your name. Curtains closed. Scene two. I walk to give you a front row of the greatest in acme scene from imagination and even a taste. Mental recital of our many hellos. I have to hide this glow of passion, lust, and love. Your existence fills the stage until my words moan for your... Yeah, I can't do this. Eyes closed, remembering your tongue wrapped around my body like this cord. And I come between stanzas. Push away from the mic, composure resumed. Curtains closed. Scene three. I spit again, very ecstatic that our collab is just for us. So we appreciate the glistening of our silence, torn nervousness of my final piece. You grab my waist, whisper, fuck them with your words. And damn, he creates letters for my freestyle. While his fingers come in me, rewind is done. Ovation stood. Our chemistry can't wait until another moment for the removal of our clothes. As the curtains close, my skirt down, your pants around, while I give you all of the access to this backstage pad.
Indeed. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So much here while we are on the air, girl. Listen, you give me life. And but you also, you all who are listening, you can also check Miss Creoleness out on SoundCloud as well. That's where I listen to Sin, Hunger, and most recent piece.
Oh, that's serious. You know that.
Yes, because you know, listen. So I was hanging out on my SoundCloud because I actually use SoundCloud. I love SoundCloud. I actually listen to one of my favorite podcasts on SoundCloud. So, yes, please go and follow her on SoundCloud. And while you're at it, also follow her best bud as well. Brucnardo on SoundCloud because I listened to a couple of your videos there on the SoundCloud as well. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll say something that we have two collabs on my CD. We have two collabs on my CD that's coming out. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good.
I don't think we need to be together no more.
I can't get in no trouble with you. Okay. Can't do it.
Okay.
And I don't writing pieces like that does not make you anything. Okay? Just wanted to let you know.
I was just waiting for that to come out. That's nothing innocent. There's nothing innocent about that.
Yeah, really? I don't think that. Yes, really. Yes. Calling. So, yeah, I feel like, yes, I may be the innocent one. I don't get in trouble. Trouble usually gets into me. You like to play on words.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't do trouble. I don't do that. I'm a good girl.
Okay.
I touch my pearls and all.
I wish you could see me rolling my eyes at you. I wish that you could see it. That was the biggest load of bullshit that I've heard all day today.
Listen here, bro. Listen.
You don't know me. Ooh.
Really, I don't. So that's why you inboxing me 1 o'clock this morning, asking me was I asleep?
See.
Because I want to talk to you, and you told
and
me
then,
because
and
I'm your
then,
friend. Because
and
I'm
then,
your friend, I can call you and text you at any time of the night because if I just want to talk.
Mm-hmm. And what you wanted to talk to me about? Exactly what that doing
talk.
Some trouble, getting in trouble.
See,
I want to talk about how I was on my way home and I could not sleep, and that
stop trying to sell me some bullshit. You wanted to talk to me about how you had your company and y'all didn't even say hi to each other, and y'all was already on the couch. That's what you wanted to talk to me about.
Oh my.
Oh, yeah, that's not the first time. It was hey. And next thing they know, they butt booty naked doing whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
All the only thing they said was hey. But
no,
she
that's not all we said. I said, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, have a good. I said, hey, how you doing? Did you have a good day today? And that was it.
And she rolling out, and then she rolling out the puppy pads, but she innocent. She couldn't wait. She couldn't wait to call me and tell me about that damn thing. And you innocent. Shaking my head and rolling my eyes.
My Facebook and my Instagram is simply for entertainment. My job is to entertain the masses. That is what I do. So, therefore...
Do you hear this bullshit? Do you hear this shit? Like, she is just like... Who is feeding her this bullshit right now? Because this is bullshit. Complete and utter bullshit.
That's what I do. That's what I do. That's
you
how,
bullshit people?
Taylor, that's how you met me. Through my entertainment. Come on now.
Stop it. We are not buying this bullshit. We know you. Everything that you talk about on your Instagram, you have done, honey. I have seen you do it. You have done it, honey. Stop it. Stop trying to act. Stop it. And it wasn't me that brought that up. That was brought to my attention. Somebody said, hey, we want you to see. So cut it out. Miss Innocent. And then she put on a Broadway show, honey. She put on a production. Talking about
really?
Innocent. She put on a show. It was a show.
That was not a show. It wasn't a show. It wasn't a Broadway production. I'll do it by
yes,
it's
it
called
was.
It's called Remy Martin. And a bunch of sisters. And that was my first time drinking Remy Martin, so I probably will never drink that again. Cause too many problems. Cause issues. It's just like Patron and Jose. We broke up. I moved in. I decided to move to Margaritaville. Margaritaville isn't as bad.
Yeah, see,
if I drink anything, I only drink, like, Grand Marnier only. say, in certain after hours, it just makes you lose control. You know they
do. I can't do dark liquors. That's I can't do that.
Mhm. God give that gram on your
dark,
girl.
Dark liquor get me in trouble. Dark liquor
But I just have
that's
that
how you wind
like
up in back seats of cars and whatnot, drinking dark liquor. I don't do it.
No, I like being watched. So what? Sue me if I like to be watched. Oh well.
But
yes,
you see
exactly.
how that. But you see how that came out real quiet. Like you see how she brought that up after the fact because she know I'm right.
She's full of shit.
I like to be watched. That's what I'm saying. She's so full of shit. I'm innocent. Yeah, okay.
I am.
Okay. Okay. So am I. I am innocent also.
And so am
Mm-mm.
I.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, you're not.
Damn. No.
Couldn't even go no further, huh? Couldn't go no further.
<Mm-mm>.
Man. We're going to stop that at that level right there. So we're not going to prove our innocence to anyone because sometimes, you know, even innocent women have bad sides, right?
Yes, good girls do bad things sometimes.
That is true. And even
Don't
bad girls
good at
do
it.
Even worse things.
Oh, goodness.
Honey, sometimes you might not want to take me home to meet your mama.
Yeah.
Do you not think you should accept what I do? You might not want to kiss him.
Yeah.
No. You're so nasty. How do you feel when you're sitting in your mother's house and you're just thinking like, you're like, okay,
Mm-mm.
so
Mm-mm.
your son just must be silly and you want me to sit here prim and proper in your mother's house and you just must be three ways to Sunday and you, what?
Exactly.
Yeah, or like, you know, you get around everybody else and they hugging everybody. It's like, ew, do you know where his hands been? Ew, he nasty.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not even
don't hug him.
Because I'm going to say, you know, you go wash your hands, sanitize it
before you go.
No, but still, I mean, after the fact, still and all, it's like, ew, you did that. Ew.
You nasty.
Yeah, exactly. So
I like the old, you know. But you know what? It could be that I like men who can experience that side. Because you know how some men are like, oh, no, I will never do that. Or, oh, no, you can't do that.
That is,
like,
that's law number two. See, I'm telling you, we need to get somebody in office. That's law number two. That is illegal. That's illegal.
Yeah. I really think so. Too. And, you know, it's just, I like a man who could be open-minded and understand that behind all of the glitz and the glamour and the cute stuff, when we go into their bedroom, you best believe that I'm a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And be prepared because you don't know who you're walking into the room with tonight. I may want to be tied up, and you may want to be tied up, and it could be something different and something new, and it's also
I told
way.
You the little thing that go underneath your mattress. I'm telling you, the little cups, they work. Get them expensive. They go right underneath your mattress, and you just fold it over.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one day I'm going to try it on somebody.
Yeah, it's like it looks like. It's just got the four cuffs on it, and you lay it down on your mat on the box spring, and then you put your mattress on top of it. So that way, if you had company, you just tuck it in the sides. You don't gotta take the whole thing off, but you just put them on out.
Company in your bedroom.
Huh?
It shouldn't be back in no way.
What?
Why are you back here? No. I would have to ask, like,
no,
why
I'm
are you
just
back
saying.
In my bedroom? I'm not even hiding. I'm not hiding in my bedroom. This is my fucking bedroom. My husband knows that I'm a goddamn freak. Don't you invite nobody back here. No.
It's not even that. Like, I mean, if you have, like, little folk running through your house, your family's over, whatever the case may be, you just put
them
in
your bedroom after
4:00. Okay.
After a certain hour, you need to have your ass in the bed. Don't you be back here.
Okay.
That might be best, like, if me and my husband actually have a room on the other side of the house and the kids have that one side of the house and we're on the other. Make it so that the hall is too long for them to walk their little butts down there.
Mm-hmm.
We hear you on the baby
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I want mine, like, I want a whole room. Like, I want a room, just a room for that, because there's some things that I want. So I want a room, like, maybe, like, in my basement or something. Like, it's some things. Like, I want a swing.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want a swing. And it's a machine that I saw. I can't think of it. I can't think of the name of it. But I know I want that. And it's, like, a few other things that I want. So I want, like, a room in my basement that's for that.
Well, if people really pay attention to my Facebook page, there is a special feature that will be to my home office. My husband
already
knows.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
There's
definitely
a very special feature that will be to my home office. No, the kids can't come in here, but you can go on in. I'm sure you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So we've kind of been all over the place, but we definitely talked about our topic tonight. So, listen, Taylor, you're going to understand where I'm coming from. Ms. Creole, on this, you may not know what the situation is, but I'm about to give a read, okay? I'm about to read somebody, and I don't care at this point, okay?
Oh.
So this is going to be the last 10 minutes of the show, so I'm about to give somebody a quick read.
Oh, my goodness.
And because
okay.
I know this bitch don't listen to our show, and she can kiss my ass. So, this whole Sheena Moore lady that is on our friend Shamore's page, listen, this broad is straight up more bitter than the entire female species put together. Earlier this week, we kind of talked about the wind down. We talked about relationship 101. What are some things in relationships that we need to know? What are some things that we want as relationships? Every time that we ask the question, she said, because men cheat, I am on the good guy's side. Not every man cheats. Let me say that again. Not every single man cheats. There are good men out here. There are some awesome men out here. Just because that one dude fucked you over and cheated on you with a better-looking broad because you, ma'am, look like Mr. Ed. So, therefore, you just have a motherfucking seat. So,
I'm done.
Yes. And anybody who's new listening here tonight, listen, this is my rant.
Mm-mm.
I feel like you should not treat people this way. You should not downplay the whole male species because of one person doing something to you and then have the audacity to say all men are like this and to say because I know, because I'm older. Just because you are older does not make you wise, doesn't make you be in my situation, doesn't make you know the people that I know. You will not talk about every black man because every goddamn black man does not sleep with white women. Not every goddamn black man cheats. Not every goddamn black man is a sorry motherfucker. I do not care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this broad and then had the audacity to tell a goddamn lie, first of all, and then got mad because I read her lie. I don't have time for people lying. If you feel this way, you feel that way. More power to you. But I'm sorry that that person did that to you. That doesn't mean you take it out on the rest of the world.
I don't think it was just one person. I don't think it was one person.
It's just one person. It's just one person. Like, are
it
you
was?
Serious? And
oh,
then to
goodness.
Say, then to say, this is my thing. To say that you know because you've seen such and such do it. You've seen this person do it to your cousin. You know what? Just because John did that to your cousin, Sally, okay, doesn't mean that John cannot be a reformed cheater. Yes, I believe at some point they can be reformed.
Correct.
I don't think that just because a man cheats once, he's going to cheat again. I don't believe that because it
no.
may have been the reason that he cheated. There's reasons why men cheat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just because it's new booty. It's not because of that. It's because your nagging ass don't know how to shut the fuck up sometimes. And this chick knows how to shut the fuck up. Obviously,
yep.
There's reason. Just like there's reasons why goddamn women cheat. Because my husband doesn't pay me goddamn attention. That's why I don't. That's why I decided to go out here and get Bob. No, not my battery operated boyfriend, but Bob from down the street.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That is. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. I knew it was
but that's
coming.
Real talk. That's real talk.
So,
but she, I mean, and she was just like every other post. It was just like men cheat, men lie, men cheat, men lie. I'm like, no, bitch, this the nigga that you dealt with did it. How about you sit your mean ass down and reevaluate why your hoo-ha attracted him in the first place? I mean, she was just, I mean, it was just like, really, I mean, and then the next day, the bitter bitch woke up with the same shit. Like, she woke up and started again. I'm like, damn, if you
right.
Don't give this chick a dick to put in her mouth, please. Please.
It was like, that's how bad it was. And, you know, one of the guys, and I love him so much for this because I actually know him in real life. So he's like, no, you can't tell me that. I'm sorry. And what he actually did was he came into my head, snatched
yes, he
my
did.
Thoughts,
yes, he did.
And cut my thoughts on the Facebook page. So therefore, I said to him, thank you. Thank you for coming into my brain and doing exactly what I needed you to do because I'm sick of this bitch. I literally, if you want to go to Shamora's page and see what I said, I'm sick of her. And then, if you saw on Shamora's page yesterday, there was a comment that she said was in her inbox about, I only deal with healthy back-and-forth conversations. I only deal with those. Because, I mean, we can sit down and we can grown up and we can talk about that, that's fine. Yes, I cuss. I don't care. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But if I can have a good, healthy conversation with you and I don't got to cuss you out, then good. We're good. I said we're going to sponsor that bitch's damn ticket to the goddamn moon because we're dropping our ass off. I sure did. And that's why I saw it on my Facebook page. You also saw it on Shamora's Facebook page. So yeah, I really feel that this bitch needs to have a fucking seat. And then when you look at her, and
oh my
everybody
goodness.
Is not cute. Everybody in this world is not cute. Not everybody in this world is ugly. I mean, everybody looks different.
Right? Correct. She yeah. has a different,
she different
what she's trying to say is she has a different look
she,
about her. She has a different look about her, and she just, she, but she has.
That's audacity, me man.
Yeah, she has a different look about her, but she, I mean, I don't get it, because she, this bitch is ugly. No, like, this bitch is ugly, and I was trying to figure out a nice way to say it, but, okay, well, I'm going to be not nice right now. She's funny looking, okay, she's funny looking, and she has a, and what makes it worse is that she has a fucked up personality and she has a fucked up view of men. So that doesn't help the fact that she's funny looking. So that's why she's bitter, because she can't get nobody because she's funny looking and she got a fucked up personality. So
yeah.
I'm hoping
you can
that
you have a fucked up personality sometimes, but then you can't be different looking and also have a fucked up personality. You can't do that.
You gotta pick one or the other. Like, you can't. And I'm assuming that her hoo ha is not very good either, because it can't be. She can't know, because she's funny looking and she got a fucked up personality, so nobody's fucking her. So she's just all wrong. She's just bad. She needs a battery operated boyfriend.
Okay.
Maybe that'll cut out the bitterness. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
What does Bob, the battery operated boyfriend, doesn't even want you? What does that say about yourself?
Oh damn!
Let's leave that out there.
That's his only.
That's what? His only yeah. job. What you mean Bob don't want you? If Bob don't want you, then shit, you might, I don't know what to tell you to do.
Kill yourself.
Right.
Exactly. Because so, Bob, that's Bob's only job. His only job is to make you come.
Bob don't even talk back.
Ooh, that's terrible. Well, I don't know.
So, but on a lighter note, we have reached our time, and you guys have been super awesome. Thomas is connection. He said, still said it was being funny. So, Thomas, hopefully your connection will be fixed for next week. And what is next week? Yeah, we'll be here next week. We won't have a vacation day for a while. I think it's like September sometime. But I enjoyed you ladies tonight.
I enjoyed you.
Yes.
You
did
me
always
life.
A pleasure.
I enjoyed you
all as well.
And if any, like once again, if you all are listening and you would like to see what I sent the ladies in their inbox, please just inbox me and I will gladly send it to you now. But let me put the disclosure out there. It's not for the weak, and it's not for the prude in you. You got to be a go-getter, and you got to be able to accept the challenge. Okay?
Right.
Damn, I just felt like I was getting high for a damn position.
Yeah, right. That felt like the beginning of an interview. I didn't bring a pen or no shit. Wait, I don't have a pen.
Cause I know some people that can compete, but they're fine. No, Google it. But anyway, I love you all, and to all.
Love y'all, man.
Yes. Yes, love you back. Good night. We'll talk tomorrow.
Good night.
Tomorrow. Talk to y'all next week. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I need to stop drinking. Good night.
Bye.